Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, June 18th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I don't.
Check your tickets. Ireland has a new quarter of a billionaire and NICAP member due in London court. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, someone is waking up 250 million euro richer. The winning ticket for last night's Euro Millions record-breaking jackpot was sold here in Ireland. The winning numbers are 13, 22, 23, 44, 49, while the lucky stars are 3 and 5. It's the largest amount of money ever won in Ireland, significantly more than the 175 million euro scooped in the Knoll in Dublin in 2019. The National Lottery is advising players to check their tickets very carefully to see if they've landed this mega windfall. One of the members of NICAP will appear in court in the UK today. 27-year-old Limo Gohani has been charged with an alleged terror offence. From London, News Talk's Emily Keegan reports.
The charge brought against Limo Gohani, who uses the stage name Makara, relates to a video of an alleged incident at one of the band's London gigs last year. It's alleged the band member displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah while on stage at the O2 Forum on the 21st of November. The group has denied the charge on social media, calling it political policing. The 27-year-old will appear before Westminster Magistrates Court this morning. Meanwhile, a rally has been organised to take place outside the court in support of the rap group. Crowds are expected to gather from 9:30. Billboards showing support for Makara have also appeared across the City of London ahead of the appearance. Emily Keegan at Westminster Magistrates Court in London.
Donald Trump has met his national security advisers as he considers a range of options, including a strike on Iran in its growing conflict with Israel. An exchange of rocket fire between both sides has entered a sixth day. Iran insists it has no intention to produce a nuclear bomb, but the US president is calling for an unconditional surrender. Alan Eyre from the Middle East Institute think tank says Israel might struggle to achieve its military aims.
To an extent, Israel is going to be unable to totally extirpate Iran's nuclear program because that ultimately resides in the brains and the collective accumulated knowledge of thousands of Iranian scientists and technicians.
Opposition parties claim the government's policy on renting will lead to a permanent housing crisis. Last night, Sinn Féin tabled a series of amendments to the Residential Tenancies Bill, which seeks to extend rent pressure zones to the entire country. The party, supported by the Social Democrats, Labour and others, wants to implement freezes and caps on rent prices. Sinn Féin TD Paul Donnelly says the housing minister's plans for new bills from next March are unacceptable.
The cornerstone of this is that rents are going to increase and then developers and vultures will move in and build apartments. Do you honestly expect them to build enough and continue to build to see rents fall because there will be a surplus in the market? No, I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll stop.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people gathered outside the gates of Leinster House last night in protest at government housing policies. The Raise the Roof demonstrators carried banners saying, "Raise the roof, not my rent," and "We can't build futures if you don't build houses." Violence broke out in Derry overnight. Police came under attack in the Naylor's Row area shortly after 10 p.m. with young people throwing bricks and petrol bombs. The PSNI say motorists and pedestrians were diverted from the area as officers brought the situation under control. Gardaí have seized electric scooters, quads, motorbikes, cash and drugs in Dublin. It's part of an operation to crack down on criminal activity, including drug dealing, money laundering, transporting firearms, drug-related intimidation and other serious offences. News Talk's Tina Gates has more.
More than 40 searches were carried out from 7 a.m. yesterday morning in areas around Tala, Crumlin and Terenure as part of what Gardaí called a day of action to crack down on electric vehicles linked to serious criminal activity. Nearly 40 e-scooters were seized, as well as 14 electric bikes, 5 motorbikes, 6 quad bikes and a scrambler. They also seized 10,000 euro in cash, a quantity of drugs, knives, fireworks and a chainsaw. The operation involved regional and community policing units, armed support teams and a local authority dog warden.
TikTok will continue to be available in the US for another 3 months. The White House says Donald Trump will sign an executive order to give its Chinese owners ByteDance time to sell the American branch of the social media app. It's the third time he's extended the sale or ban deadline since taking office. The video sharing platform briefly went offline in January. Families are being urged to have a conversation about organ donation as new opt-out laws are launched. All adults here are now considered organ donors when they die, although family members will still have the last say. Dr. Brian O'Brien, National Director of the HSE Organ Donation Transplant Ireland, has been explaining how it works.
If they have not registered as being opposed to organ donation, then we can approach families in that light. The hope is that this may inspire families or direct them to consider organ donation as being the default way to proceed, and that it may boost organ donation rates a little bit in that way.
And in sport, in soccer, the draw for the second round of qualifying in the Conference League takes place later today. Shamrock Rovers represent the Irish interest, having received passage beyond the first round following Drogheda's expulsion from the competition earlier this week. The second round draw for Champions League qualifying will also take place. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.